96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Wednesday newsmakers, courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 2nd of October. Beautiful fall morning, 45 degrees on our way to 81 before it is all said and done on this second day of October, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kelly Mai, Leon Bryson, and Steve Harmon. We are going to be previewing Freedom Fest coming up November the 9th at the All Veterans Memorial, and more specifically, the Freedom Run here. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, Kelly Mai is with us. Leon Bryson. Leon, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Steve, I'll let you get us started here because, you know, we've already had one preview of what's going to be taking place at Freedom Fest. But before we dive into the Wagon Wheel Freedom Run, talk about how excited you are here that, you know, we're now just over a month away from the huge activities to come.
Yeah, this is flying by. We've already got 65 folks registered, registrations open as we speak, and get that registration in and look forward to getting your finisher medal and your incredible edible medal when you're done, and having a good time with about 300 of your close friends and neighbors.
Yeah, EmporiaFreedomFest.org, a nice website. Everything is laid out very nicely. You can register, and Steve, there's what, virtual opportunities too?
They are, and especially for this event. I know that some folks can't be there on November 9th, and I like to have good weather. Maybe it won't be the best weather, but we're hoping on the good weather. And so if you want to register and do it virtually on your own time and your own dime and your own location, we can do that, and then we'll make sure you get your swag bag and your recognition items.
Your swag bag. They look good, too, Steve.
They do. And then the bags come from Dynamic Disc, and we really appreciate them sponsoring that. And then local vendors and organizations put a lot of great stuff in there, as well, of course, as your new item this year, which is your fleece hat. So you got your nice fleece hat to help with your cool weather exercise.
All right. Well, let's talk about exercising and 5K. Leon, kind of lay out how this is going to work the morning of November 9th.
I believe the start time for the run is at 9:20. We're going to push them over the bridge out on the road, and it's a straight out and straight back run, essentially.
Okay. Kelly, let me ask you here, how important is it for Wagon Wheel to be involved with an activity like this in general terms and the run specifically?
Well, when Leon approached us to sponsor this, I was over the moon excited about it. We have family and friends that are veterans, current active military, so this is definitely something that is close to my family's heart, is military. So we are very excited, very honored to be approached about this. And we're going to definitely have some good grub. We're going to do our breakfast burritos in the morning, and then we're going to have our homemade macaroni and cheese, pulled pork, chicken and noodles, and some homemade chili.
Man, that sounds good right now, Callie. You know that?
Oh, man. Yeah. I could go over that.
So where are you going to be set up? You're going to be set up at the All Veterans Memorial. What? So you were near the kiosk last year, were you not?
Yeah, we were near that pavilion next to the bridge. Yeah.
Okay. Is that going to be your location again this year?
That's correct.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct, Ron.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, it was great stuff, and it's really great to have the Wagon Wheel on board again as a sponsor of the 5K Run Walk Stroll. So, obviously, we don't have to run it, Leon. And, again, tell us about the course. Where exactly will it go?
So we go out over the bridge. We take a right, and then we take a left, and then they turn around and come right back. It's all on gravel.
So really no GPS needed for this one, it sounds like, right?
I will go out there, I will set up the course the morning of, and if they get lost, that's on them.
Awesome. That sounds good. Leon, what does it mean for you to be involved here with Freedom Fest, and specifically here the run?
As a veteran, I like to give back to my veteran community, and this is one way I can do that.
And Steve, talk about registration. Can we register online? Can we register morning of? How's that going to work?
Yeah, I highly encourage everybody to register online. That way you can relax, show up, get stretched out. You don't have to fight the last minute registrations. We do that, but we encourage people not to because it's just chaos. You know, it didn't start up any event. So register online at EmporiaFreedomFest.org. And you'll be ready to go, and you have all the details sent to you, and then show up ready to run or walk and have a good time. And if you're a beginner, this is a great course because there's very little elevation, and it's super easy on the feet. So, yeah, we hope a lot of folks come out.
Well, again, you can run, you can walk, you can stroll, you know, take your pick. And
there you go.
And this is just a part of Freedom Fest, Steve, and other events happening too. We're going to be riding a couple of different bike distances to choose from. We got dynamic discs with the Freedom Fest open at noon in the Eric McCabe-designed great course at Soden's Grove. Vigilance, Martial Arts, Norwegian Foot March will be going on. Then the Spur Challenge happening too, sponsored by Southern Star. And you've turned this thing into a pretty good expo site too, Steve.
We do. We get time with those major events. And as you can tell, it's for every ability level, from the beginner to the extreme athlete. And, there's some nice prizes for the Freedom Run as well. I didn't talk about that earlier, but there's some great prizes provided by Lyon County State Bank. Some gift certificates for each age class, and we'll have some other recognition as well. So it's going to be great, and of course it supports the All Veterans Memorial right there that you'll be starting and finishing on. And yeah, we're just going to have a great time, and we look forward to supporting our five different veterans events that we'll be doing.
I was going to ask you to remind folks about the fundraising and where all the funds actually wind up getting funneled into.
Yeah, this event specifically is for the Veterans Memorial right there, which is just outstanding, of course, and we're very proud to be the Better Interstate, of course. And then also the rides support the other two memorials in town. We've got the South Lyon County down in Opie. They've got a memorial there, as well as North Lyon County Veterans Memorial. So our events support that as well. And then we also support with the 20-mile ride. We support the Honor Flight, and we'll probably be talking about that soon. And then, of course, one of our earliest opportunities is providing scholarships for the children of the local National Guard units, the regiments that have been a part of the Kansas Emporia area. And we were always happy to provide scholarships. And I think we've got 4 scholarships going out this year as well. So lots going on.
It is Freedom Fest. It is November 9th. It is at the All Veterans Memorial. And it is now in its 21st year, coming up in just a couple of months. Steve, tell you what, it's been a wonderful event, and it just keeps growing every year, doesn't it?
It does, and we got an amazing group of volunteers that make this happen, and sponsors and media partners such as KVOE that have been there from day one. We appreciate everybody's help because it's not an easy project, and but we get it done, but it's a lot of fun.
Yes, you do get it done. Steve, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, Leon, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Callie, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Callie Mai with the Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill, Leon Bryson, local veteran, and Steve Harmon, lead organizer for the All Veterans Freedom Fest coming up on November 9th at the All Veterans Memorial. Chuck?
All right. You want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots? We're still looking at the 10th and 11th, so a week plus.